Chapter 2 Cinderella was very sad. Every day she woke up first and cleaned the cinders from the fire. She made a new fire and cooked breakfast. She cleaned the kitchen and washed the clothes for her stepsisters and her stepmother. She worked hard all day and she went to bed last. Her father was happy, so he didn't understand. His new family weren't kind to Cinderella. One day, a year after Cinderella's father married, he went to the market. "I'm going to buy something for my wife," he said, "because I'm so happy with her, and I want her to be happy. I'd like to buy something for you girls, too. What would you like?" The first stepsister said, "Buy me a silver necklace and a blue dress. They'll look beautiful with my blue eyes." The second stepsister said, "Buy me a green dress and a gold necklace. They'll look beautiful with my green eyes." Cinderella thought sadly, "I cannot have a dress or a necklace. My stepsisters will take them from me." "Don't buy me anything," she said to her father, "but please, will you take an apple from the tree in the market? They're so sweet." "You don't want a dress or a necklace, Cinderella?" asked her father. "Or some other beautiful clothes?" "No, father," said Cinderella. "A sweet apple is all I want." Cinderella's father went to the market and bought necklaces and dresses for his wife and stepdaughters. He didn't buy anything for Cinderella, but he remembered her apple. The stepmother was happy with her dresses and necklaces, but the stepsisters had a problem.
"Your necklace is so beautiful." "I want it," said the first sister. "No, you can't," said the second. "I want your necklace."
"Girls, girls," said their mother, "say thank you to your father. He's very kind, and you must be good."
"Thank you," said the sisters,
but they weren't good. Then the girls looked at Cinderella.
"Why are you saying nothing, Cinderella?" they asked her. "Are you happy with your apple? Are you?"
Cinderella didn't say a word. She went to the church, to her mother's grave. She sat down and ate her apple and listened to the birds. A little blue bird flew onto her arm. Cinderella dropped her apple on the grass and looked at the little bird. "I don't have any friends, little bird," she said. "Will you be my friend?" The bird sang to Cinderella, and then it flew away. She got up and walked sadly back to her house, to the cinders in her kitchen. She forgot about her apple, and she didn't see it slowly change. The apple was on the grass, but it fell down into the grass and began to change. It got bigger and changed until it was a small tree with beautiful white flowers. When Cinderella went to the grave the next day, she saw the little tree.
"What's this?" said Cinderella. "A tree. It's an apple tree. It came from the apple my father took. The flowers will make beautiful apples." And then she saw the little blue bird in the white flowers.
"Hello, my little friend," she said.
"Hello,"
said the bird. Cinderella looked at the bird, her mouth open.
"You can talk," she said.
"Yes," said the bird, "I can talk. And I can do magic."
"You're a good girl, and I'll do magic for you. What do you want?"
"Nothing," said Cinderella sadly. "Only my mother."
"I'm sorry. I cannot do that," said the bird. "What do you want?"
"I don't know," said Cinderella.
The bird sat in the tree and looked at Cinderella. He sang to her. Then Cinderella said,
"An apple. Please, can I have another apple?"
"Look," said the bird.
Cinderella looked down and saw a beautiful red apple on the grass.